Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Anthony Harry Podcast. This is a special one. This is the season finale of season 3, Becoming a Better Artist. And over the last year or so, I've discussed everything from, like, last episode, we talked about needing permission. We also talked about our excuses. We talked about becoming better every day. And just all the different facets that play into what I was exploring and understanding on what it would take to be a better artist. And for the season finale, we're doing another video one again, so you might be seeing this on YouTube. If you're listening to it on the podcast, thank you very much for tuning in. Seriously appreciate it so much. And I'm excited to go into season 4. And I'll tell you about that at the end of the episode. But in this season finale for season 3, let's really get into it and have a real, probably the most, I hope, the most in-depth, beneficial, and candid conversation of the entire season. We're going to end strong on season 3. So this is the Anthony Harry Podcast, and this is becoming where I hit I'm filming in my car, recording in my car. It's how this series, how a lot of my podcasts go. I figured it was appropriate to do it this way. I picked up a nice little setup so I could record video in my car. And by nice, I mean it was super cheap. I got it at Walmart, but I think it's going to work out combined with my phone. Anyways, let's get into it, right? So, becoming a better artist. Where did that start? That it really started out of the fact that we moved from Minnesota to Florida. And part of our goals in moving Minnesota to Florida was putting ourselves in a position where we would switch roles in a way between Savvy and I. She would be the one who brought in the money that paid the bills and put food on the table and covered life's expenses. And then I would potentially be able to work less or perhaps not at all for a day job. And then instead focus on doing art full time. And when we moved down in October and we started digging into it, we really tried to do that. We had a little bit of a nest egg that existed. And because of our living situation, we got really, really lean. We didn't bring a lot of stuff with us. We're still in the thick of the pandemic, so we weren't going out, we weren't spending money, there wasn't recreational expenses that were even a factor. It was just, what do we need? We need to pay our rent, we need to pay for our food and pay for whatever portion of bills that we had. And Savvy got right into it. She got a job down here in Florida, and I started trying to get work. I started reaching out to people. I connected with old friends and started, you know, was like trying to play everything, right? I wanted to finally execute on a book with a dear friend of mine, Erica. And we started moving forward on that. And I wanted to get work for hire work so I could contribute to the household money situation. And over the last 12 months, all of those things have moved forward. I've been able to secure smaller gigs, independent projects. People have paid me to draw, which is amazing, absolutely amazing. And I'm so thankful and grateful for the people who decided that I was the right person to bring onto their project. And I'm still actually working on a couple of those projects. Thankfully, because of the way life is, they've allowed me the opportunity to have time to spread out that work, which I will be eternally grateful because I certainly didn't want to not do the project. And yet at the same time, it became very, very obvious that once again, I had a lot of room to grow. And I was like, hey, I need to be better. That's just what it comes down to. It's not any editor's fault. It's not anybody not giving enough to me for some reason. In my mind, what it came down to is I needed to be a better artist, and I needed to explore what that meant to me. And if you've listened to the season right off the bat, it started with way more than putting pencil to the page. It was significantly deeper than trying to assign a value to my skill or my ability to execute. It had to do with my mentality. It had to do with how I looked at the work. It had to do with the idea of remembering that forward is always forward. And staying directionally correct is a huge asset towards eventually bringing to fruition what we've been trying to accomplish. And I tried to form every episode in a manner that was candid, that was honest and real, but also hopefully added value to whomever chose to listen to it. And again, super grateful. I mean, some of the episodes from this last season are some of the highest played episodes of the entire existence of the Anthony Harry podcast. So clearly the concept of becoming a better artist resonated with people. Well, it resonated with you, hopefully. And that's why you're even here. But it definitely taught me a lot to dig into it and to try and figure out what was what. So where did I fail? Not everybody likes to have that question posed to them, and they certainly don't like to ask it of themselves. But the reality is failure is a key facet to success. It just is. If you're not failing, you're not doing anything. And so where did I fail? One of the areas I failed was in my own self-discipline. Now, there's going to be people, loving, supportive people that know me well, that are going to look at the last year and say, Anthony, with everything that's happened, you can't beat yourself up for not getting things done, or, you know, just the demands of the reality of the world that we now live in. Was it really a failure? And I will admit and own to the fact that there are external factors that played a role, demanded my time, demanded my energy, in some cases sapped my energy and left me emotionally and creatively dry. And there were very real moments where I just, even though I had a script in front of me, I couldn't do it. I couldn't sit down and execute the way I need to execute in order to have what I'm claiming I want. And the last year has been challenging. It's not worth complaining about, because it's been challenging for all of us. You know, we have a very real global pandemic. We have, all of us have had adjustments thrust upon us that we didn't ask for. The very volatile climate socially and politically that we live in has challenged relationships, perhaps caused us to question our own allegiances and where our belief systems lie, and in some ways has forced us to separate from relationships that perhaps at one time we never thought we would be apart from. And all of those things are combined with the reality of health concerns, still needing to care for our families, still needing to put food on the table and everything else. And then the reality of our own health, you know, and all of that affected me over the last 12 months. And it's not worth complaining about. It is a reality. It is something that has happened. I have not enjoyed all the people I know who have gotten sick and suffered from various things, everything from COVID to cancer. And it has not been good. It has not been enjoyable to have people pass away and to have that reality be a ever-present factor, it seems, over the last 12 months. And all of that plays into being a better artist, because no matter what, even without the pandemic, there's just the reality of going through life and the uncertainty of life and the fact that these things are going to happen. And we have to be able to work with them, use them as motivation, use them as a reminder to keep moving forward. And not heartlessly, not to say, hey, we can't grieve or we can't have our moment to miss what was lost or to mourn what is no longer easy. But once we've done that, there has to be a decision to progress. And there has to be the necessary sacrifice in order to make that happen. And I think with everything, I won't rehash all the stuff. I thought about it, but I'm not going to. But I won't rehash everything from the earlier episodes. Instead, I want to end on a stronger combo topic, which is the biggest lesson that I've learned over the last 12 months, over this entire season, season 3 of the Anthony Harry podcast, is just the reminder that we have, if you want to become a better artist, we have to be willing to make the sacrifice required, and we have to put in the work. And those are topics that have come up. I know they've come up in previous episodes of this podcast and very likely previous episodes of this season of the podcast. And yet, at the end of the day, they're it. It's, I look at the comic book market, I look at things that are being successful from publishers, from Kickstarter campaigns. Let me tell you, folks, it's not all about how good you are. It's a factor. Name recognition is a factor. Marketing is a factor. Whether or not you're going through a publisher that gets you into stores is a factor. But there are people spending money to publish ugly comics. There are people spending money to publish comics that look good, but aren't written well. And then there's just people like this guy, myself, who I haven't finished my comic. And in reality, over the course of 12 months and the time that I had and everything else, I should have accomplished a lot more than I did. And that's it. Like, I can't complain or point fingers or have any other point of growth if those things don't exist. I have to make the sacrifices necessary, and then I have to put in the work. And at its core, that is the essential two-ingredient, 1-2 punch of becoming a better artist. So what does it mean? I mean, am I speaking figuratively, or are we going to have to harvest some goats or something to do our sacrifices? Like, what am I getting around to? And the sacrifices are real. There's ways to capitalize on available time, but there is no way to do the work that we want to do as storytellers and artists without sacrificing time. Time with friends, time with loved ones, time doing recreational things are all realities that I know I need to sacrifice, because in my situation, I'm already sacrificing a certain amount of time to work a day job so that we can have have the means to meet our needs. So when I'm off work and I'm coming home and I have still life responsibilities and family responsibilities, and I'm trying to be healthier about caring for myself from a purely emotional standpoint, which is a totally different topic. We'll save that for season 4. But I lost my thought. I apologize. The sacrifices are real, meaning, I could take time to make a 4-course dinner, and wow my wife and satisfy my palate and just fill my tummy with goodness. Or I could food prep ahead of time, have simple meals planned out throughout the week That way, after I already invested 9 hours of my day into my day job, I can come home and still capitalize on the remaining 3 to 5 hours that I have in the evening before I really just need to relax and go to bed. So, which, by the way, for those who've been keeping track, is actually a downplay. There was a point where I would work my 9 hours, have long drives home, and then still put in 4 to 6 hours of art and writing time after work, and then still put in a full 8 hour or more day writing and drawing on the weekends. So that's a change. That's me trying to have a better work-life balance. But that means that I really need to maximize the time that I have available to do the work when I have time to do the work, which means communicating with my household, making sure that they know what I need to do and where my priorities are. Not that I'm not available to them, but communicate with them what is necessary for me to accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish, and then get their support, get their buy-in, and have the reality known in my head that really I'm asking them to make a sacrifice in conjunction with my own sacrifice so that I can accomplish my goals. And that's something that is absolutely necessary. There's also just the sacrifice of not having to be on, right? Like, I really try to maximize my time. So no matter where I'm at in the routine of my life, there's probably an opening for me to get work done. And sometimes it's just sketching on lunch, right? I don't have anything else to do. Let's take the time and keep the resources handy. Even if it's just a writing pad, like a notebook and a ballpoint pen, for me, that doesn't matter. I can still get ideas down that I can then move forward and translate them into more finished work when I get into my actual creative space. And that involves having the mindset to recognize that there are far less limitations than we like to think. There are really opportunities that we just simply need to capitalize on and take the time to really benefit from. The other sacrifice is taking the time to realize that I might suck in a certain area, and there is a investment opportunity in learning to do things better. Over the last year, something I've worked on a lot has been my perspective and how I set up scenes within panels and in pages, and then from page to page and so on, and really trying to think about how I construct those things. And that's involved studying people I know do it well, and or who I know do it well, and then studying their work and how they execute on it, and asking for critiques and feedback, and reading a lot to try and understand the thought process that other people put into their work, so then I can find what would be beneficial for me to include in my own work. The other part of it, if we're willing to make the necessary sacrifices, which are admittedly going to be different for everyone, but they're more than likely always going to include time, and they're always going to include money on some point, and they're definitely going to include the sacrifice of recreation, because we're going to need to get stuff done. And if we're not getting things done, then what's the point, right? And for me, I can only speak for myself, it's a very real thing for me. Like, I've gone to social engagements, and as great as they were, I've left, and the first thought that I had was, I could have got so much artwork done in that period of time. And that was eye-opening for me, because that's recognizing where the value is for me. And so that's where I'm at. That's a huge thing to think about when it comes to the sacrifice. But then the second part is, you have to do the work. This part is something I used to be really good at. And over the last few years, because of life and priorities and different things, I haven't been as great at executing. And right now I have literally multiple projects at varying stages of completion, so much so that I could get them done and get them done in a manner where then I would just have something ready, and then boom, next thing's ready, and then boom, the next thing's ready. And so that's that's the goal, is to just put in the work and to stop worrying so much about how good it is, right? I mean, I don't know a better way to say it. I psyched myself out because I would talk up my goals. I would talk to my friends and my fellow creative people, and I'd be like, all right, I'm going for this. I'm going to try and accomplish this. I'd look at the industry and I'd be like, I got to execute at the same level as so-and-so. And that's not true. It's just not true. Because like I said, there's a lot of work getting published that, at least by my taste, isn't good. It isn't, but it's done. It's done and it's ready for people to read and enjoy. And now that doesn't mean that it's carte blanche to do crap work. Like, that's not what it means. It's the fact that I know for me, to become a better artist, it is more valuable. It gives more value to my goals if I sit down and stay on task, do the work, accomplish the goal of, say, completing 3 to 5 pages a week, and then continuing in that pattern. That has more value, having that be the focus, rather than, oh, is this panel just perfect? Or did I get the lighting just right? Or did I remember to always put that same cup in the same place in the, you know, kitchen or whatever? It's more important to focus on finishing and getting things done and ready to go than it is to maybe get one page done a week, because I was so focused on making things so good. And that's just, it's not doing anybody any favors. It's actually causing me more stress than I'm enjoying. And it's not getting work done, which means people who actually want to read and enjoy and support my art aren't getting the opportunity to do that on any level because it's simply not being completed. So if that's a situation that you can relate to, then do the work. Set aside the time, buy out the opportunity, make the sacrifice, and then execute. And execute as fully and as well as you can, but set a deadline. Set a time frame that you're going to stay within. Execute towards your goal. And when you get veered off from that, recognize that that's not good. It's not benefiting you. It's not giving you value towards your goals. And then move yourself back to where it is you want to be. And I know that's going to be different for different people. So again, I'm only speaking for myself when I give the examples of the execution and at whatever level that I think it should go for. I have lofty goals. I have high expectations of myself. I don't go easy on myself opinion-wise, and I'm okay with that. What I need to be better at and what I'm excited to be executing more is actually the execution of my work. So that's the big thing, is make the necessary sacrifice and do the work. That's how you make it happen. That's how you mix it up. That's how you end up with the cookies you want, man. You got to put in the right ingredients and then make it happen. So thank you to everyone who's taken the time to listen to the Anthony Harry podcast ever. And definitely thank you to everyone who supported it during season 3. Season 4 is going to be fun because I'm really, again, going to focus on execution. And I want to, as always, put out podcast episodes more regularly. That's an ongoing goal. But the theme for season 4 is one that's very near and dear to me because it ended up being the natural progression from the question of saying, how do I become a better artist? And then the next thing that I found myself thinking about was purpose. Do I live my life with purpose? And so season 4 of the Anthony Harry podcast is going to be live life on purpose. That's what it's about. That's what everything is going to be geared around, is the idea of what is purpose, what's our purpose, what's my purpose, and then just having more of a real-time share I'm still going to be talking about writing and illustration. I'm still going to be talking about being able to be successful in whatever it is you as an individual want to be successful with. But it's going to be skewed around the value that comes from purpose. And that's going to touch on concepts like, again, discipline and sacrifice, putting in hard work, you know, the factors that play into our own success that are external from us. And I'm also going to just journal in a way. I'm going to do vlogs like this that are also podcasts. I'm going to capture information throughout my days and my week and have more vlog material that's going to end up on YouTube that isn't necessarily really great for a podcast environment. But I'm going to try and take this next year, the new season of season 4, and have it be more transparent, more personally engaging, more documentation over production. The idea being that if you like what I do and you want to do things like what I do, I want to give you an accurate look at what I'm doing to try and accomplish my goals. And then that would give you hopefully the grounds to be able to say, Anthony, I have a question, or I have thoughts, or let me share with you what I'm working at, and would you know how I could, you know, make an adjustment to have a better advancement in what I'm trying to accomplish? Because at the end of the day, I love doing the podcast. I joke in the beginning of the podcast that one of the reasons I do it is because it's a great opportunity for me to be able to talk, and I can just pretend people actually want to hear what I have to say. Because I like being extroverted. I like connecting with people. But more than anything, I like the privilege of being able to add value to other people's lives and to help them be successful. I have no problem with you being more successful than me. That's no issue for me. I'm not in that level of a competition. I'm in a competition with myself to be better today than I was yesterday and to be better tomorrow than I am today. But if I can help you come with me, grow with me, or just be able to have the tools to grow at whatever speed you want to, then that means it's a win. And it makes this whole effort worth it if these silly little videos end up being something that a person who's watching or listening could list, check out the podcast and say, you know what, that was good stuff. I really appreciate what Anthony gave for me today. And so that's where we're at. I'm going to sign off here. Thank you to everyone who supported the Anthony Harry podcast. Thank you for checking out the episodes for season 3. They're all still up. Feel free to go back and do a re-listen. Reach out to me anytime on Twitter. That's a really great place to find me. And just let me know, what do you think? You know, what do you like? What would you like to hear talked about? The other fun thing I want to do in season 4 is I'm hoping I can get connected and do more interviews. I have some people that I've already reached out to see if they'd like to have conversations with me, because they're living life on purpose. They're living life with a purpose that they've decided upon. And I think that perspective could be a great thing to capture and share with an audience. And they're also creative people that I admire, and it would just be fun to have that conversation. So stay tuned. Season 4 is going to be starting soon. I will make a formal announcement on that as soon as I know when the first episode's going to go up. But again, the goal is to have post more regular. So I'm going to try and build content and record things and get interviews or what have you, and then get those things queued up so then they start releasing with more regularity. So you're going to have to wait a little bit while we do production, but then we'll get right into it. So this again has been the Anthony Harry podcast. This is season 3's season finale, and how to become a better artist has been a wonderful topic to explore. And I thank you all for joining me on this adventure. So maybe we'll revisit it sometime. You never know. But until then, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, and create something. Go make it happen.